Sota Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel 6-3. This is a fairly unusual Mishnah in as much as there's no new din being taught here. It's simply kind of doing what the Gemara often does, which is explain the textual basis, like the drushas, the exegesis, which supports what we learned in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that while one needs two witnesses for Stira to confirm that she was excluded with this man, that's according to Rabbi Yeshua, and that's how we paskin, that's how this Mishnah over here, Mishnah Gimel, is assuming. That being the case, once you have two witnesses, and she's sort of already been, like, the Torah says her situation is so incriminating, although circumstantial, that even one witness after that, even from a witness who is typically not admissible, meaning like a relative or an eved or a woman, and so on, can give testimony that they know what happened inside that room and could therefore incriminate her to the point that she's no longer entitled to drink from the bitter waters to prove her innocence. So our Mishnah is going to say the basis for that based in terms of the exegesis, the drushes. So the thought of our Mishnah is that we're going to contrast by Kol V'Chomer two different stages. What it refers to as Edus Rishona, the initial testimony, which is a reference to the Stira, her seclusion with this man. And we're going to contrast that with the Edus Achrona, the later testimony, which is a reference to the Nitmes, that the claim that she was actually adulterous with this man while in Stira. That'll be called the Achrona, the latter part. Now, the Mishnah further will contrast the point that the first stage, if you will, meaning the Stira, that effects only a temporary hold on the marriage. It temporarily restricts them from being together until she proves her innocence. So it's a kind of not that severe, not that chamor. Whereas the latter issue, that she actually nitmes, even by that affects a permanent restriction, that they no longer can be married ever again. So that's a more chamor, more strict. And therefore the thought is, by Kol V'Chomer, that the rules kind of the same logic should apply, that if, as the Mishnah will say inside, if you need two witnesses for the less severe issue of a temporary hold, so for sure you should need two witnesses for a more severe issue, a permanent hold on the marriage. But then the Mishnah will say, notwithstanding that Kol V'Chomer, we have a limud from a pasuk, which tells us that's not the halacha. And then the Mishnah will, that's part one, and part two, it'll consider another direction. So let's see inside now. The first words of the Mishnah say, Shahaya Badin. Now, din means, in the context of Mishnah here, it means logic. So it means logic demands. But Shahaya Badin puts this in what's called the subjunctive mode, meaning it's saying it would sound logical. In other words, logic would dictate that we should need two witnesses for the confirmation of the nitmes, of her actually being adulterous during the stira. But it's not the case because of a different verse which teaches us the contrary. That's the structure. So the Mishnah says inside, Shehayev Adin, it would be logical to say, Uma im Edus Rishona, if when it comes to the initial testimony, meaning regarding the stira, her seclusion with this man, She'ein Osarta Isra Olam, it doesn't restrict her permanently from her husband. It's only a temporary hold, meaning it's more kal, it's not as severe. Einu miskayemas bepachos mishtayim, and yet it doesn't get effected. The stira doesn't get effected until you have at least two kosher witnesses to confirm the stira occurred. Edus achrona, the testimony regarding the latter event, meaning the latter issue, meaning that once after stira occurred, there was nitmis, she actually slept with that man. Sheosarte isr olam, that is a more chamor, a more strict issue, because it restricts her forever from her husband. Eino din, so it is only logical, shelo tiskayem b'fachos mishnayim, that it should require two witnesses to confirm the permanent restriction on her husband, meaning two witnesses regarding her being nitmes and having actually committed adultery. Well, that sounds logical. Talmud Lomar, we have a different pasuk which teaches us that's not the case, because it says, ve'eid einba. The pasuk says, eid einba, there was no witness, I'll explain in a minute. And kol eidus sheyeshba, which teaches us that any witness, even a single witness who is not usually accepted, like a woman or a relative and so on, could be accepted here. Now, what's this drasha of Eid Ein Ba? So, the psukim, if you look in the psukim inside, in Bamidbar Hei, where the parsha is, in psukim Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, it says, Ish Ish Ki Siste Ishto, if you have a man whose wife turns astray from the ways of modesty, and then the pasuk says, V'nistra V'hi Nitma, she secludes herself and she's defiled, V'Eid Ein Ba, that's the quote from our Mishnah, and there's no Eid there, Vehilo nitvasa, and she was not, nitpasa means she wasn't grabbed, meaning that she didn't participate in this against her will. So then the rule is she's going to be restricted. Now, the Gemara, really on Daf Base, establishes, the Gemara on Sota on Daf Base establishes that whenever the Torah uses the word aid, it's referring to a pair of witnesses, not a single witness. And it brings proof to that, and when the Sukkim want to refer to a single witness, it specifies Eid Echad, a single witness. So therefore, the way to read this Mishnah is the Eid Ein Ba, there were not two witnesses to confirm this. So the way that the Gemara then reads this Pasuk is V'nistra V'hi Nitma, she was secluded and she was defiled, but there weren't two witnesses there and she wasn't forced. So the Drasha says there weren't two witnesses there, but there was one witness there. And therefore, you see, one witness is enough to tell you that she was actually adulterous, and that will confirm her fate. Now, if you'll say, well, why don't you make the inference the other way? The answer, meaning that since there weren't two witnesses, so meaning maybe there was no witnesses, we don't know what happened at all, that can't be the case. There must have been at least one witness there. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'hi lo nitpasa, she wasn't forced. Now, if she wasn't forced, that means that we know someone knows something. We know someone's alleging they know what happened, and they know that it wasn't against her will. So, that being the case, we must have at least one witness. So the point is, we have one witness, that Nitma, and Velo Nispasa, that she wasn't forced, and therefore we restrict her forever because of the two witnesses before regarding the Stira. That's the drasha here. Okay, so that's the din. We need to have two witnesses for stira, but only one witness for nitmus, for what happened inside that room. The second part of the mission now goes the other direction. Once you've established you only need one witness for the nitma, for what happened inside that room, so now the same logic should apply the other way. If that's the more strict thing and you only need one witness, so doesn't it make sense, you should just need one witness for the stira as well. That's what the mission says here. It says, Kol v'chomer the other way, le'edus harishona me'ata. Now that you've established one witness for the latter issue of the nitma, of the actual adultery, so it should be that one witness should be all you need for the rishona, for the stira, the seclusion as well. Because why? You can already anticipate this. Uma im edus achrona she'osarte isra olam. When it comes to the second latter issue of the nitma, as the actual adultery, which is a permanent restriction on her marriage, so it's very chamur, it's strict. Harehin miskayimus beid echad, and yet even one witness is sufficient. So then, edus harishona, the testimony regarding the earlier event, meaning the event regarding her stira, she'ein osar te'isr olam, which only puts a temporary, not a permanent restriction on her marriage. Eino din, isn't it logical? She'tiskayim beid echad, that one witness is all you should need to establish the stira part of it. Talmud lomar. Well, that sounds logical. You have a separate verse, a separate limud from a verse, which tells you not like that. And the limud is, I'll read the words and I'll explain them again. Ki matza ba ervas davar. The pasuk, this is a different pasuk altogether. It's a pasuk in Devarim, referring to Perek Chavdala, referring to the precursor for divorce. And it says, if the husband finds, usually translated as like an unseemly matter, but ervas davar, erva means like forbidden marriage stuff, you know? So the point is, if he found some forbidden marriage stuff issue regarding her, so then he divorces her. That's the pasuk over there in Devarim. Ulahalan hu omer, and elsewhere, also in Devarim actually, this pasuk is unrelated. This pasuk is talking, just like the first previous pasuk was talking about divorce, not sota. Here, the pasuk is talking about the requirements for basic, the rules of jurisprudence in a Jewish court of law, that for civil cases, you know, for monetary cases, when I say you owe me money or something, so we establish the halachic fact with witnesses, kosher witnesses, and the pasuk says, al pi shnei edim, according to two witnesses. Some Mishnah say Shnayim, but that should be taken out. Al pi Shnei Edim, and actually the pasuk continues on, O al pi Shlosh Edim, or even according to, or even by the testimony of three witnesses, Yakum Davar, we establish halachic fact in a court. So the point of the Mishnah, of the pasuk is, you need two witnesses, and once you have two or three, it's the same thing. Two is the same as 100. But you need two kosher witnesses to establish Davar, halachic fact. Now we're going to have what's called the Gezeira Shava. The word Davar appears both in the Matzah Ba'ervas Davar regarding what needs to be discovered regarding her marital impropriety, is also the same as the Yakum Davar, the establishment of halachic fact regarding regular civil law, which requires two witnesses. And the Mishnah therefore says, Ma, just as you see Lahalan over there regarding civil cases that are referred to as Davar, Al Pishnaim Edim, it's established based on the testimony of two kosher witnesses, Afkan, so to over here, with matters of Ervas Davar, of things that regard to marital law, such as Stira, for example, so that also Al Pishnaim Edim, it also is established based on two witnesses, and therefore the drasha is, even though you might have a erroneous kol v'chomer to say one witness should be enough for stira if it's enough for the nitmas rule, the answer is no. You need two for stira, and then, based on the pasuk of the davar, the gzeira shava, telling you just you need two for other civil things, you need two also for the yoredeya iser v'heter marital ervas davar law of the stira.